For a while, even cancer couldn't keep Bob off from the flea market. We made our garage sale treks on Saturdays, Bob the driver and me the navigator, and set up our display on Sundays. Brass lamps, baseball gloves, ski jackets with broken zippers. Baba greeted acquaintances from the old country, and I haggled with buyers over a dollar or two. Like any of it mattered. Like the day I would become an orphan wasn't inching closer with each closing of shop. Sometimes General Tahiri and his wife strolled by. The general, ever the diplomat, greeted me with a smile and his two-handed shake. But there was a new reticence to Khanum Tahiri's demeanor, a reticence broken only by her secret droopy smiles and the furtive, apologetic looks she cast my way when the general's attention was engaged elsewhere. I remember that period as a time of many firsts. The first time I heard Baba moan in the bathroom. The first time I found blood on his pillow. In over 3 years running the gas station, Baba had never called in sick. Another first. By Halloween of that year, Baba was getting so tired by mid-Saturday afternoon that he'd wait behind the wheel while I got out and bargained for junk. By Thanksgiving, he wore out before noon. When sleighs appeared on front lawns and fake snow on Douglas firs, Baba stayed home, and I drove the VW bus alone up and down the peninsula. Sometimes at the flea market, Afghan acquaintances made remarks about Baba's weight loss. At first, they were complimentary. They even asked a secret to his diet. But the queries and compliments stopped when the weight loss didn't. When the pounds kept shedding and shedding. When his cheeks hollowed and his temples melted and his eyes receded in their sockets. Then, one cool Sunday shortly after New Year's Day, Baba was selling a lampshade to a stocky Filipino man while I rummaged in the VW for a blanket to cover his legs with. "Hey man, this guy needs help," the Filipino said with alarm. I turned around and found Baba on the ground. His arms and legs were jerking. "Kumak," I cried. "Somebody help!" I ran to Baba. He was frothing at the mouth, the foamy spittle soaking his beard. His upturned eyes showed nothing but white. People were rushing to us. I heard someone say, "Seizure." Someone else yelling, "Call 911. I heard running footsteps. The sky darkened as a crowd gathered around us. Baba's spittle turned red. He was biting his tongue. I kneeled beside him and grabbed his arms and said, "I'm here, Baba. I'm here. You'll be all right. I'm here." As if I could soothe the convulsions out of him. Talk them into leaving my Baba alone. I felt the wetness on my knees and saw Baba's bladder had let go. "Shh, Baba John, I'm here. Your son is right."